Welcome to Shibe Park in Philadelphia, for the game between the Cleveland Indians and the Philadelphia Athletics. Here are the starting lineups. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the leadoff spot. The left fielder, Charlie Jamison. Batting second. The center fielder, Ike Ekrod. Batting third. The right fielder, Cliff Lee. Batting fourth. The shortstop, Joe Sewell. Batting fifth. The first baseman, George Burns. Batting sixth. The second baseman, Freddie Spurgeon. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Johnny Hodapp. Batting eighth. The catcher, Luke Sewell. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Carl Yauel. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Carl Yauel. For the Philadelphia Athletics. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Jimmy Dykes. Batting second. The shortstop, Carl Husta. Batting third. The left fielder, Bill Bagwell. Batting fourth. The center fielder, Al Simmons. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Frank Welch. Batting sixth. The first baseman, Red Holt. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Sammy Hale. Batting eighth. The catcher, Cy Perkins. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Rube Wahlberg. Pitching for the Philadelphia Athletics, Rube Wahlberg. And now, play ball. Charlie Jamison is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jamison hits a ball on the ground towards short. Husta scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Ike Ekrod is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ekrod hits a fly ball into center field. Simmons settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Cliff Lee is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lee strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Jimmy Dykes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dykes hits a fly ball into center field. Ekrod settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Carl Husta is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Husta takes first base on ball four. Bill Bagwell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bagwell hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Yauel fields it and throws to first for the out. Husta moves to second. Two outs. Al Simmons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simmons hits a fly ball into right field. Lee settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the Athletics nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Joe Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Dykes scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. George Burns is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burns strikes out. Two outs. Freddie Spurgeon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spurgeon hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Dykes scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Frank Welch is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Welch hits a line drive towards the mound. Yauel reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Red Holt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Holt hits a ball on the ground towards short. Sewell scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Sammy Hale is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hale hits a fly ball into center field, out of the reach of Ekrod. Hale reaches second base with a double. Cy Perkins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Perkins takes first base on ball 4. Rube Wahlberg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wahlberg hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Hale scores. Perkins moves to second. It's 1-0, Athletics. Jimmy Dykes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dykes is 0-for-1 in the game. Dykes hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Perkins scores. Wahlberg moves to third. It's 2-0, Athletics. Carl Husta is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Husta is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk, Husta hits a fly ball into center field. Ekrod settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Athletics 2, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Johnny Hodapp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hodapp hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Luke Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell takes first base on ball 4. Hodapp moves to second. Carl Yauel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yauel strikes out. One out. Charlie Jameson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jameson is 0-for-1 in the game. Jameson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Dykes fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Athletics 2, and the Indians nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Bill Bagwell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bagwell is 0-for-1 in the game. Bagwell hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Al Simmons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simmons is 0-for-1 in the game. Simmons hits a fly ball into right field. Lee settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Frank Welch is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Welch is 0-for-1 in the game. Welch hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hodapp fields it and throws to first for the out. Bagwell moves to second. Two outs. Red Holt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Holt is 0-for-1 in the game. Holt strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Athletics 2, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Ike Ekrod is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ekrod is 0-for-1 in the game. Ekrod takes first base on ball 4. Cliff Lee is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lee is 0-for-1 in the game. Lee hits a ball on the ground in front of the plate. Perkins fields it and throws to first for the out. Ekrod moves to second. One out. Joe Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell is 0-for-1 in the game. Sewell hits a pop-up towards short. Husta settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. George Burns is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burns is 0-for-1 in the game. Burns hits a fly ball into right field. Welch settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Athletics 2, and the Indians nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Sammy Hale is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hale is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Hale hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hodapp fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Cy Perkins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Perkins is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk, Perkins hits a pop-up towards first. Burns settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Rube Wahlberg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wahlberg is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Wahlberg strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Athletics 2, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Freddie Spurgeon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spurgeon is 0 for 1 in the game. Spurgeon hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Bagwell. Spurgeon reaches second base with a double. Johnny Hodapp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hodapp is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Hodapp hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hale juggles the ball. That's an error on Hale. Luke Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Sewell hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Wahlberg fields it and throws to third for the out. Hodapp moves to second. One out. Carl Yowell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yowell is 0 for 1 in the game. Yowell strikes out. Two outs. Charlie Jameson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jameson is 0 for 2 in the game. Jameson hits a line drive towards short. Hust reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Athletics 2, and the Indians nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Jimmy Dykes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dykes is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Dykes hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hodapp fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Carl Husta is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Husta is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Husta hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Spurgeon settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bill Bagwell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bagwell is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Bagwell hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Yowell fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Athletics 2, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Ike Ekrod is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ekrod is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Ekrod hits a fly ball into center field. Simmons settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Cliff Lee is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lee is 0 for 2 in the game. Lee hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Joe Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell is 0 for 2 in the game. Sewell hits a fly ball into right field. Welch settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. George Burns is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burns is 0 for 2 in the game. Burns hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Dykes misplays the ball. That's an error on Dykes. Lee goes all the way around to score. That run is unearned. It's 2-1, Athletics. Reynaud pinch runs for George Burns. Freddie Spurgeon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spurgeon is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Spurgeon hits a line drive towards short. Hust reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Athletics 2, and the Indians 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Reynaud now playing first base. Al Simmons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simmons is 0 for 2 in the game. Simmons hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Ekrod. Simmons reaches second base with a double. Frank Welch is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Welch is 0 for 2 in the game. Welch bunts towards first. Reynaud scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Welch for the out. Simmons moves to third. One out. Red Holt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Holt is 0 for 2 in the game. Holt hits a ball on the ground towards unknown player. Fielder's choice made on unknown runner with result that runner safe. Simmons scores. Score that a fielder's choice. It's 3-1, Athletics. Sammy Hale is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hale is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Hale hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Holt moves to second. Cy Perkins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Perkins is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Perkins takes first base on ball 4. Holt moves to third. Hale moves to second. Rube Wahlberg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wahlberg is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Wahlberg strikes out. Two outs. Jimmy Dykes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dykes is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Dykes hits a fly ball into center field. Ekrod settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Athletics 3, and the Indians 1. The Indians will come to bat. Johnny Hodapp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hodapp is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Hodapp hits a ball on the ground towards short. Husta fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Luke Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Sewell hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Hodapp moves to third. Carl Yoel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yoel is 0-for-2 in the game. Yoel bunts towards the mound. Wahlberg fields it and throws to first for the out. Sewell moves to second. One out. Charlie Jameson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jameson is 0-for-3 in the game. Jameson strikes out. Two outs. Ike Ekrod is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ekrod is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Ekrod hits a ball on the ground towards short. Husta fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Hodapp scores. Sewell moves to third. It's 3-2, Athletics. Tris Speaker pinch runs for Ike Ekrod. Cliff Lee is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lee is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Lee hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Sewell scores. Speaker moves to third. It's Indians, 3, Athletics, 3. Joe Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell is 0-for-3 in the game. Sewell takes first base on ball 4. Lee moves to second. Raynaud is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Note hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Wahlberg fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Athletics 3. The Athletics will come to bat. Pat McNulty now playing center field. Carl Husta is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Husta is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Husta strikes out. The ball gets by Sewell. He chases the ball to the backstop. Bill Bagwell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bagwell is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Bagwell bunts towards the mound. Yoel fields it and throws to first for the out. Husta moves to second. One out. Al Simmons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simmons is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Simmons hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Husta scores. That run is unearned. It's 4-3, Athletics. Frank Welch is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Welch is 0-for-2 in the game. Welch hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. There goes Simmons trying to get to third. McNulty throws the ball into Hodapp, who tags Simmons for the out. two outs. Red Holt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Welch. The throw from Sewell and he is out, Sewell applying the tag. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Athletics 4, and the Indians 3. The Indians will come to bat. Freddie Spurgeon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spurgeon is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Spurgeon hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Dykes scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Johnny Hodapp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hodapp is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. Hodapp hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Simmons who is chasing the ball. Hodapp reaches third base with a triple. Luke Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Sewell hits a line drive into center field. Simmons picks it up and fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Simmons. Hodapp scores. Sewell moves to third. It's Indians, 4, Athletics, 4. Rublutsk pinch hits for Carl Yaul. Rublutsk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lutsk hits a ball on the ground towards short. Husta fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Sewell scores. It's 5-4, Indians. Charlie Jameson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Lutsk moves to second. Charlie Jameson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jameson is 0-for-4 in the game. Jameson takes first base on ball 4. Pat McNulty is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McNulty hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Lutsk scores. Jameson moves to second. It's 6-4, Indians. Cliff Lee is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lee is 2-for-4 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Lee hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Wahlberg fields it and throws to first for the out. Jameson moves to third. McNulty moves to second. Two outs. Joe Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk. Sewell takes first base on ball 4. Reynaud is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Note is 0-for-1 in the game. Note hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Jameson scores. McNulty scores. Sewell moves to second. It's 8-4, Indians. Freddie Spurgeon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spurgeon is 1-for-4 in the game, with a double. Spurgeon hits a fly ball towards right. Welch settles under the ball, and drops it. That's an error on Welch. Sewell scores. Node moves to third. That run is unearned. It's 9-4, Indians. Johnny Hodapp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hodapp is 3-for-4 in the game, with two singles and a triple. Hodapp hits a ball on the ground towards short. Husta fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 9, and the Athletics 4. The Athletics will come to bat. By Spies now pitching. Red Holt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Holt is 0-for-3 in the game. He's got one RBI. Holt hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Spies fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Sammy Hale is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hale is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. Hale hits a pop-up towards first. Node settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Cy Perkins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Perkins is 0-for-1 in the game. With two walks. Perkins strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Indians 9, and the Athletics 4. The Indians will come to bat. Luke Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell is 2 for 3 in the game, with 2 singles and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Sewell hits a fly ball into center field. Simmons settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. By Spies is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spies hits a ball on the ground towards short. Husta scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Charlie Jameson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jameson is 0 for 4 in the game. With a walk. Jameson hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Pat McNulty is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McNulty is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. McNulty hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Perkins settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Indians 9, and the Athletics 4. The Athletics will come to bat. Walt French pinch hits for Rube Wahlberg. Walt French is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. French hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Jameson. French reaches second base with a double. Jimmy Dykes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dykes is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Dykes strikes out. One out. Carl Husta is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Husta is 0 for 3 in the game. With a walk. Husta hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. French moves to third. Bill Bagwell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bagwell is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Bagwell hits a ball on the ground towards short. Sewell fields it and throws to second for the out. French scores. Two outs. It's 9-5, Indians. Al Simmons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simmons is 2 for 4 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got 1 RBI. Simmons hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Spies fields it and throws to first for the out. The game is over. The final score, Cleveland Indians, 9, and Philadelphia Athletics, 5. Goodbye from Shive Park in Philadelphia.